Welcome to the Prophets in Pajamas podcast. I'm Danielle DeTeach, or Coach Danny D, and I help women to create luxury brands by creating processes and tightening their branding. This is where we talk about how to build your business in a way that allows you to work with ease and enjoy your life. My happy space is spending as much time as humanly possible in my pajamas, and I want to help others to find their happy space while still running profitable businesses. So get comfortable and let's dig in. Hello and welcome to the Prophets in Pajamas podcast. I am your host, Coach Danny D, here helping women, business owners, professionals to find that space of work-life balance, harmony, however you want to frame that, as well as working through those mindset blocks that are keeping us from stepping fully into our purpose, who we are, and who we're, what we're meant to be doing on this earth. Also, while running profitable businesses or having successful careers. So success does not have to look like the stereotypical put all your personal life aside, push, you know, towards achieve, and those achievements are not aligned with the things that make you feel happy and fulfilled. So I love helping people align that, align their fulfillment with their actions. Okay, so today I wanted to talk to you about something that came up as I was working on some content. And I shared a little bit about this on social media, but I felt like it deserved its own episode. And that is worth dysmorphia. And I was writing some stuff. I was working on my Capable Confident Challenge, and I'll talk about that a little more. But I was writing some stuff about that. And as I was writing and really just thinking about the program and what it does and how it helps people, that term came to my mind. And I'm not sure if you're familiar or not, but body dysmorphia is something that comes up a lot in the fitness world. And, you know, body dysmorphia is when you look in the mirror and you see something different than what others are seeing. So a lot of times what will happen is somebody might be on a weight loss journey and they have lost all of this weight and they're, you know, looking amazing and everybody is telling them about, you know, how great they look, but all they see is that previous bigger body. They cannot shift their mind away from that to what is actually in front of them. Sometimes it's a situation where a person, it might not be a weight loss journey. It may be someone who is just struggling with loving their body, with seeing their body the way it is. So it may be somebody that the rest of us are looking at and, you know, envying that body. And they are like, no, I have this going on. You know, they are just not seeing themselves realistically or clearly because of whatever mindset block they're being challenged with, right? And that could be internal, that could be external, that can be somebody has, you know, teased them or hyper focused on some part of their body and made them self-conscious about that. Multiple ways that people can get there, but it's a difficult space to be in because, again, you are not seeing the reality. And so the actions you're taking are making you I'm trying to think of the best way to say it. The actions that you're taking are to change what you are seeing. But if what you are seeing is not reality, sometimes that can become its own frustrating cycle. So you may be, working out to the extreme to get rid of this excess weight that you see. And in reality, that's not what's going on. And so it can become frustrating because you're not seeing yourself realistically, you're not also going to see your progress realistically. So if you can't get past the bigger body, you're smaller now, but you're not seeing that because you're still here. I'm saying that and explaining that in detail to then jump into worth dysmorphia. So I'm an analogy girl, so that just jumped into my head is like we struggle with worth dysmorphia. So we do not see ourselves in our true worth. We see something else. And it could be just internal that we're just, really hard on ourselves. We always, hear that phrase, I'm my own worst critic. We have to learn how to be our own best advocate, our own best cheerleader. We can't just be our own critic because that becomes a dangerous situation and we end up in this space of worth dysmorphia. So we have great worth, but we, for whatever reason, can't see it. And it's interesting to me because I know I've experienced it when I've met people and I know I've experienced it from the other side as well, but I meet people all the time and I'm like, man, this chick is so dope. This woman is so amazing. She is so this and she is so that. And then you start to, get to know each other and have conversations and realize she don't even know it. She doesn't know that about herself. She may know some things, like she might not be totally in the dark, but she doesn't know how amazing she is. She doesn't know how much she impacts other people's life, how much power is in her stepping into her purpose and walking with intention. She doesn't see it. And I'm sure there's somebody that's saying the same thing about me. She doesn't see it. But that's what I would consider worth dysmorphia, not being able to see it. Sometimes it's we're still stuck on the mistake that we made 20 years ago and beating ourselves up for where we think we should be or where we didn't do this thing or we get caught into that and we're not truly looking at what we are worth. What we are worth, outside of that. Yes, we're human, we make mistakes, but that doesn't change our overall worth and what we can do in life. So that is that, disconnect between where we, who we are and what our worth is and how we see ourselves as worthy. And I want to give a few examples because, sometimes we say, I know my worth. I know my worth. Are you struggling with pricing? Are you constantly bringing down that price? And I'm not saying that everything should be $1 million. That's not my point. I'm not talking about what the price should be. I'm talking about the process of getting to the price. Do you have conversations with yourself like, oh, well, I'm not qualified for this thing. until I fill in the blank. And that blank could be a lot of things. Some people say, well, I don't want to pursue being a speaker until I lose weight. I don't have anything to do with speaking. You speak out of your mouth. I am not qualified to call myself an expert until I go get this additional degree or certification. In some things, you have to have a degree or certification to, do that thing. You got to have a law degree to practice law, right? But not in all things. And that does not necessarily mean that you need to pause what you're doing. I'm a big believer of continued education. I love to learn, but you are worthy already. You are already worthy. And so, again, just like with the body dysmorphia, then we start doing stuff to compensate for where we feel that we are lacking, but we're doing it based off of an unrealistic image of ourselves. So we are already worthy. We are already sought after. We are already there, And when I say there, I don't mean, at your highest achievement. We're constantly growing, evolving, but we already have worth. And then we talk ourselves out of the pay that we deserve or the price that we deserve. If we do stay true to the price, we overload with additional value above and beyond what it should be expected at that price point. Because we want to prove that we're worthy. We, start racking up this list of achievements and milestones, all to prove that we are worthy when we were already worthy. So, again, just like in the weight loss example, we are making adjustments for the fake situation. And then we get frustrated sometimes when we feel like people are not seeing our worth, but we are looking in the fake mirror. We are not seeing our worth. We are not seeing ourselves in our fullness and in our worth. So, always when I think of body dysmorphia, I always think of the funhouse mirrors at, state fairs and carnivals and stuff like that, where you go in and you're standing in front of that mirror, and the wavy mirror makes you look one way, and the other mirrors make you look another way. That's kind of what body dysmorphia is you're looking in a mirror and you're thinking you're seeing yourself reflected back, but it is a distorted image. The same thing is true with worth. We often have a distorted image of ourselves. And, that's something that we have to look at. That's something that we have to explore and figure out, okay, where is that disconnect? Why do I feel like this? Why do I feel uncomfortable when people actually show me my worth? When people actually pull up a regular mirror and put it in my face, and I feel uncomfortable stepping into how they see me. So I want you to, spend some time and think about how do the people who love me, and I don't mean, because sometimes you say love you and people automatically think that it has to be, your family, you're this, you're that. People who have tried to show me myself, those people, because that's the deepest level of love, is for somebody to see that, girl, you don't see how beautiful you are. Let me show you. That's a next level relationship. So, how do those people see you? What about how they see you and how you see you aligns? And what about how they see you and how you see you is there where there's a disconnect or a gap? And what's causing that disconnect? What is making you hesitate? What is making you uncomfortable when someone gives you a particular compliment or says something about you? Or what makes you feel like, that looks good on the hanger, but I don't think it's gonna fit me? What makes you feel like that? What makes you think that that's not for you? That's not who you are. That's not yours. And I'll give a quick example. I usually keep my single episodes short, but this is a interesting topic. But I mentioned before my Capable Confident Challenge, and that's what the crux of the challenge is about, right? And I remember a particular working on a particular exercise, and it was about just words. What words resonate with you? How would you describe yourself? And one of my students had a particular word, and she said, I know that that word technically applies to me, but I just don't feel it. And we work through that. Why don't you feel it? Like, what is, why is that word, uncomfortable for you? And just that process of working through that and figuring that out, and then having that person come back and completely own that word. Just an amazing, amazing process and breakthrough. But there are a lot of things that we have heard 1,000 times, but we don't own it. For some reason, we will not. It's like if 20 people bought you the same sweater, but for some reason you refuse to put it on. Like, you're just like, no, not, that's not the sweater for me. But if 20 people who know you picked it out, maybe try it on, maybe see what's going on there, right? So, where's dysmorphia? So, sit in it. Think about the things that people have told you that you're good at. Think about the things that people come to you for. Think about the things that people compliment you on. And think about why you continue to reject it. So that's your assignment. I'm not gonna just leave you just out in the lurch on that one. I am currently enrolling in my Capable Confident Challenge, and that is exactly what this challenge is about. So it's really about building that confidence from within and dismantling your imposter syndrome, dismantling that part that is not able to see your worth. And in the process of doing that, of course, we uncover, where is that coming from? How does that trigger you? How is it keeping you from being your fully successful self? And then how can we counteract that? How are we going to build your confident self, that internal confidence that pushes you into, your greatness? How do we turn down the doubt, turn up the confidence and keep you in that confident state. And I love this challenge. This is probably one of the fav my favorite programs that I run. And the reason why I love it is because the outcome is like so beautiful. I love watching my clients then walk different. Like they walk completely different once they come out the other side of this program, and they go from that, my work is going to speak for myself. I'm going to be in the background. I'm going to, I don't know that I belong in this space. I am admiring other people, but I'm not realizing that they are my peers, right? They go from that space to being so centered and confident and able to walk in their worth. So, if that's something that you are needing, I am enrolled and currently in the Capable Confident Challenge. It is transformative. The link will be down in the show notes. I want to see you there. I want to make sure I want to have a full cohort to go through the process. It is self-paced, so you can go in your own time, and all of the lessons are done in a way that they are in shorter increments. So you're not having to do a lot in a day. We know we're all busy, but it is self-paced. We do have weekly group coaching calls where we work through the stuff. Those coaching calls are where the transformations happen. And it's just an amazing process that I recommend for everyone, especially as you are moving into, new levels of your life. And especially, even if you don't think that you are in a space to level up, you probably are. Because even at the space that you are you fully utilizing where you are? Are you fully walking in your worth and your purpose? So that's what I have for you guys this week. I will see you next week. Thank you for listening to the Profits in Pajamas podcast. I hope you got some great tips to start working with ease. Want to stay connected? Follow me at Your Workflow on Instagram. For more information about building your luxury brand, register for my upcoming luxury brand workshop at coachdannyd.com.